This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. A lot happened this weekend. For us, it was a long weekend. Not only was it Halloween weekend and Daylight Savings Time ending weekend, which, I mean, that's, whoa. I mean, double goody, right? God, I love that extra hour. Don't you? I know some of you in Arizona are like, what are you guys talking about? We don't get Daylight Savings Time change. Trust me, you're going to be very happy in the spring. But, boy, that extra hour is nice. I was up at 6, and I bounced out of bed and went to work out, whereas usually I barely roll out of bed at 7, and I freak out that I'm going to be late for work. So it was kind of nice, that whole extra hour. It's so psychological, though, isn't it? You know, I think we should manipulate the clock more. I didn't realize how much it really helps you psychologically. In fact, what we really need to do is, if we are going to manipulate the clocks, do it like 4-hour blocks, you know? Like, for example, it's a Wednesday, and everybody's like, oh, gosh, you know, because depression is the highest on a Tuesday or Wednesday because Friday is so far away. And people are grumpy. I know they tried to call it hump day, but, you know, for a lot of us, that really doesn't matter. So, you know, you kind of do something where, okay, you know what, today we're just going to change the clocks forward 4 hours. Just do it. And then everybody, you know, puts the clock forward 4 hours, like, oh, yay, yay, we're out of work, yay, yay. And then we'll just figure out another time to make up the hours, or do we even have to? Why can't we just spring clocks forward or spring them backwards? Do we really need to be on the same time zone with everybody else? I mean, we're not on the same time with everybody else anyway. You know, what if we try to be on the same time as Japan? Yeah, I wake up in the morning and they go, well, you know, Japanese stocks did this, so we're expecting this. And we're like a half day behind. You know, but we're all nervous about changing the clocks because it's going to make a difference worldwide. Well, maybe not. Okay, if it's midnight in Japan, then why not it be midnight here? I mean, doesn't that kind of confuse you what happens with the hemispheres at the southern and the northern hemisphere? Like, are they celebrating Christmas in the summer? Does the southern hemisphere celebrate Christmas when it's hot, and we celebrate Christmas when it's cold? You know, why not just, I don't know, confuses me. So anyway, I would just say, let's just change the clocks, keep changing them to our discretion and to our benefit, until finally we're on the same time zone as Japan, and then hopefully we don't have any issues with the stock market, and everybody gets to, whatever you do with the stock market, buy, sell, hedge, cheat, whatever you do at the same time. Now, it was Halloween. Unfortunately, there were some deaths that happened because of three teenage girls in California were killed by a hit-and-run driver. Sounds like they've made some arrests. I hope they nail the bastards that did this, because that's ridiculous. I hope all of you guys had a safe Halloween. My kids would not let me touch candy. They would not let me look at the candy. In fact, they wanted nothing to do with me during the whole trick-or-treating process. Okay? Now, I know they're getting older, and I don't really need to be there. But, again, I get hungry. And so, you know, I'm just kind of walking along, you know, trying to be like, you know, Miss Protective, you know, Mama. And instead, they were like holding on to dear life like I was going to steal from them. I was their enemy Halloween night. Really, parents, are you the enemy on Halloween? Oh, man, they're going to yell at us for the chocolate and the candy. They're going to make us brush our teeth. They're not going to let us go trick-or-treating anymore. They're going to tell us we can't go ziplining back and forth between the roads. So I was the bad guy. Okay, then Saturday comes along, and they're like, Mom, can I have the candy? Now, this is what I did. Rather than being the bad guy, I'm like, okay, well, you know, is Mama the good guy now? Oh, Mama, we love you so much. Oh, Mama, you're so good. Oh, Mama, you're the best mom in the world. Okay, you can have some candy. So now I have two bags of candy that I'm going to milk for as many months as possible to get the goodies and the lovies and the huggies and all that and try to be a best mom. And I know they're probably going into their room, you know, going, oh, she's such a witch, but it doesn't matter. As long as they can fake it, I'm happy. Now, here we are Monday morning, and we're bloated. We have more calories. We're worried we have diabetes. We're grumpy because we just had, for me, because of Nevada Day, it was a three-day weekend. We get off October 31st for Halloween, or they make it a Nevada Day weekend. So you come back, now everybody's all grumpy and depressed again, and no, we're not going to do that, okay? We got Thanksgiving. We got Christmas. We got a lot to look forward to, okay? We have a midterm election coming up tomorrow. I don't know if some of you are looking forward to it or groaning. I know a lot of you guys didn't vote. Can you vote, please? I don't even care who you vote for, but vote. Okay? You know, I want you guys to care. I know a lot of us are real anti-politician. We probably have the least amount of trust when it comes to politics right now. But just show some concern. Apathy is what's going to kill this country more than the Republicans or Democrats or Libertarians or Independents or whoever you vote for. So I would say vote. I'd rather see you care about something. Now, today, we got a few things to talk about, all right? The Die with Dignity advocate, Brittany Maynard, has taken her own life. She had been, I hadn't really followed her story until, I guess, this weekend. And she had a fatal brain tumor. Told the cancer was going to kill her within 6 months. And so she was not going to let that take control. And so she had authorization under the Oregon Death with Dignity Act to die, I guess, on her own accord. Took medication that would allow her to end her life. And so it's kind of brought up the controversy. Do we have a right to take our own lives? And what does that mean if we do naturally have laws that say we could take our own lives? All right. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how weight loss surgery more and more is getting credit for preventing diabetes now. Not only reversing diabetes, but preventing diabetes to the first place. So we're going to talk about that. And we're also going to talk about a possible cure for Alzheimer's disease. They think they figured out what the root is. Even though I've been talking about this the whole time on my show, I'm not sure why this is such a big Hooped Alive, you know, mentioned it already. And then we got a woman who I guess had a spider living in her ear. I love my spider story. So don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly. 1-877.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So over the weekend, I was getting questions and emails on what was the patient's diagnosis, what was she given to kill herself. With the Death with Dignity Act in Oregon, you are given a medication that you could take to cause your own death. What medication was that? She had a choice of taking the medication. She wanted to do a bucket list first. I think she was a newlywed, only 29 years old. And when she was ready, she was supposed to be able to take her medication. So people want to know, well, what medication was it? How do you do it? Not that I want you guys to go and do it on your own. So let's just kind of quickly talk about this, okay? We understand that some states right now have allowed the Death with Dignity Act, and Oregon is where I believe she moved to. It was supposed to allow, you know, terminally ill Oregonians, okay, people live in Oregon, all right, to end their lives through voluntary self-administration of a lethal dose of a medication. The medication has to be prescribed by a doctor, okay? You aren't supposed to just buy it online. I mean, I'm sure there's ways that people can kill themselves, but to do it this way, which is supposed to be hopefully pain-free, you would need a prescription by the doctor. This is not euthanasia. Euthanasia is where the doctor administers the medicine and does an injection or et cetera or causes your death. No, this is different. This is you taking your own medication. You see what I mean? See how that's a little different? I could see how people would look at it as the same. But euthanasia is where, like, you know, you would go to Dr. Kevorkian, and Dr. Kevorkian would do the deed and then allow, yeah. So, now, the act, I know, in Oregon has been around, I think, since the late 90s. And, there are certain criteria that have to be met. One of you asked, will insurance pay for this? Is this on Obamacare? No. Obamacare is not, I don't believe, covers this. Okay. So, what is the difference between them, this act? Why is this legal? And why is euthanasia not? Well, again, I mean, with euthanasia, the doctor is killing you, injecting, etc. With this act, very, very fine line, the doctor is prescribing a medication, and then you, on your own, choose to take it. Okay? It passed, I believe, in Oregon back in 1997. It passed fairly well. I'm wondering if Montana, I think, also allows it, and Vermont. I'm not really sure. Now, you have to be 18 years or older. I don't believe this can relate to any kids. You have to actually be a resident of Oregon. You have to be able to make the decision yourself. So you have to be of sound mind. Okay? This can't be given to a family member who wants you to die. Okay? You cannot be, obviously, and this is according to the public health website in Oregon, you can't just move to Oregon and have this done. You have to have established some sort of residencies. You can't just walk into Oregon, get the medicine, and get it done. So you have to have a driver's license, a lease agreement, maybe a recent Oregon tax return, proof of rent payments, etc. Now, but what's interesting is you don't have to be there for a certain amount of time. You just have to establish you're currently a resident. So it's not like you have to be there for 2 years, etc. Because, again, think about it. You know, you have a terminally ill patient that only has 6 months to live. You know, they're not going to make you do a year or 2 year, etc. Again, you have an attending physician. You prove to them that you live there, etc. Now, okay, so who can do it? Well, an MD, a doctor of medicine, can, as well as a doctor of osteopathy, so a DO. So an MD or a DO. I don't know if nurse practitioners can do it or physician assistants, but right now it looks like it's only limited to MDs or DOs. So I would, if you guys know more, please let me know. Now, what are the criteria? Okay, so this is interesting. Okay, this is what we're getting. In order to participate in this, you have to, for those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're kind of reviewing this Death with Dignity Act and how Brittany Maynard was able to take her own life per this act. The patient has to make two oral requests to the attending physician, and it's got to be separated by about 15 days. So if you're, like, having a real, real bad day, you're having seizures due to the brain tumor or pain, and you're like, that's it, I want to die now, there has to be at least a couple-week period, you know, a cool-down period. The patient must also provide a written request to the attending physician. There has to be at least a couple witnesses, one of who obviously is not related to the patient. Then the attending physician and a consulting physician must confirm the patient's diagnosis and prognosis, figure primary care, and then the cancer doctor, let's say. Then they say the attending physician and consulting physician, and remember, if you only have a few months to live, this could take a while. The attending physician and consulting physician must determine whether you are of sound mind, and you can make the healthcare decisions yourself. Now, remember, sometimes people with a brain tumor can lose a lot of their mentation, can lose a lot of their personality, a lot of the a lot of their cognitive functions, and so they, you know, this has to be done when, you know, obviously of sound mind. And then they need to make sure that this isn't a depression talking. okay? And they have to make sure that the judgment isn't impaired by a psychiatric or psychological disorder. Now, this is where it gets sticky, because most people with only a couple months to live or a few months to live are going to be depressed. Duh. The attending physician must inform the patient of feasible alternatives, pain control, hospice care. So the doctor's going to have to document that they offered X, Y, and Z. All right. And then the attending physician has to request, all right, may not require, it's up to them, but they have to ask the patient to notify their next of kin. So, and then, of course, the patient could always decline at any time. The attending physician will also offer the patient to an opportunity to rescind their request at the end of the 15 days. Then they have to report the prescription to the Oregon Health Authority, etc. And they're usually given a barbiturate. Now, I believe the most common one used is Seconal. I have to double check if that's what was given to her. But Seconal is a barbiturate class. These barbiturate classes cause you to be tired. There are sedatives a lot of times used before you go into surgery. Unfortunately, there could be a lot of side effects if it doesn't work. You could have, you know, anxiety, agitation, headaches, a variety of things that could happen. So it obviously has to be a dose that would work. But I believe Seconal, the barbiturate, is the one more commonly used. All right. And then, if there's any issues, you know, obviously the doctor's going to be up against disciplinary action, etc. Now, I don't know what's been going on in terms of that state about disciplinary action, etc., because patients with this act are going to want access. So they're going to want doctors to be able to provide them what they want. This is something that people, there's a want for it. That's why it passed. And I'm sure it's going to pass in other states as well. You know, many of us from a religious standpoint will look at taking one's life as a sin. You know, we can't condone it, etc. But for a lot of us, we're like, look, you know, this is the patient's choice. I don't really know where I stand on that because, unfortunately, I see a very, very muddled picture. Okay? You see people who are dying of cancer, and some cancer, it's a very, very horrible death, very, very painful. And thank God we have hospice centers that are available. I get very, very nervous, and it gets muddled to me, when politics could be involved or finances could be involved. And so you'll have some people that will not feel like they could afford hospice. I mean, our family almost went bankrupt taking care of grandparents that went through hospice. So, you know, families may say, look, before we get bankrupt, you know, why don't you just, you know, end it on your own terms? I mean, whoa, I couldn't even imagine saying goodbye to a family member who was about to do that. So are we as a society, because of our lack of healthcare funds, going to encourage more people to do this? I'm a little nervous about that. Okay. Have we seen cancers reverse? Have we seen cancers go into remission? Yes. Do we see it a lot for stage 4 terminal cancers? No, we don't. You know, cancers can be very chaotic, but some very nasty cancers can be very predictable in how they will progress. I'm not exactly sure the name of the cancer that Miss Brittany had, but it was a brain tumor, and from what I understand, an aggressive one, very similar to the one that killed one of our best friends when he was in his 20s. One of you asked, why did she gain weight? If the cancer, if she was terminally ill, wouldn't she be slim? Well, Brittany looked heavy later in her life because they gave steroids to decrease swelling of the brain as the tumor took over. So many brain tumor patients will gain weight because of the steroids. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. This was an interesting email, and it brought up some topics I want to talk about here. Lila, or Lilia, I can't tell. I don't have my glasses on. Doctor, my husband and I have been married for 5 years. I am 36 and he is 32. I'm getting to the age where I want to start a family. I don't have many more safe years left, but he doesn't want to. He says he's not ready. He was not against family when we married 5 years ago. I don't know what to do. I'm afraid I made a 5-year mistake. She goes on and on about risk. What could she do? What if he never wants kids? Whatever. Okay, and I get that. That's pretty frightening, but I think the solution is a heck of a lot simpler. All right, so you marry somebody, or you're with somebody, and as you're dating, as you're starting to start a life together, you guys make some promises, all of a sudden now you're deeper into the marriage, and, you know, things start to change. Well, let's talk about that separately. Let's first talk about being ready for kids. All right, she says her husband is not ready for kids. Well, no one's ready. No one is ready. Even the girl. Okay? You know, my husband, all right? I was worried that he was pretending to be excited. Here I am. I'm pregnant. And we're going through some scares, etc. And once we got over the scares and things were going well, and we thought the baby was on autopilot, and, you know, we were going to hopefully have a healthy baby later on in the pregnancy. Yeah, I noticed he wasn't really bonding. Oh, baby, let's go to Babies R Us, and let's start picking out cribs and all that. It's like, oh, okay. And he didn't really seem as into it. So, of course, I'm kind of getting nervous, and I get a lot of patients. I get a lot of listeners saying, you know, he's not into this. Is he going to even love the baby? Well, there's no way for us to expect the male to be as excited because they're not the ones feeling it on a daily basis. It's still a very esoteric thought. It's not something tangible. You see what I mean? All right, now, I don't want to stereotype men and women, but we women, we get excited about a lot of things we can touch, we can hold, we can plan, and I'm not a shopper or anything, but that fits a lot with the woman's mind, okay? You know, we could see something and get excited about it. We will fantasize about, these concrete things, and we get excited when we're holding the baby. For a man, he may be more excited of the Lamborghini that he wishes to have. Or, all right, I hope to later get a house in that neighborhood. And the more abstract. And so it's hard for me to explain and put this into words. But if the man isn't seeing the baby, okay, and he's not feeling what you're feeling, he's standing next to you. All right, you can't expect him to have that same giddiness as you do. Now, what about the idea of not ready for the family? All right. When we had a baby, we weren't ready. We had to talk ourselves into being ready. I understand we've had a horrible recession. Some Democrats are claiming that we're out of the recession. I don't believe it. Where I live, we're still having a lot of people suffer. So we have a recession. We aren't really sure what's going on with this world. You know, people running over trick-or-treaters and killing them, ISIS, people always threatening our schools, school shootings. So, you know, is anybody really ready to bring a child in this world? The answer would be no. All right? Most of us aren't ready. Okay, well, you know, we have maybe $10,000 put away. $10,000 won't cut it. Right? And trust me, my husband and I, we were in debt. We did not have anything on our savings when we decided to have a baby. But we knew that if we didn't, I mean, if it wasn't for my biological clock, we probably would have put it off and put it off and put it off. So don't freak out about one of the spouses saying, I don't think we're ready. All right? You know, because that's normal. It doesn't mean he hates kids. Once that baby comes, all right, I mean, daddies, that bond is going to be there. Okay, then you're not going to get daddy off the baby. You know, I was like, can I have the baby back? I got to feed the baby. Can I please have the baby back? Then the baby starts to poop really bad. Then he starts to cry. Then he starts to talk. And then daddy's like, go back to your mother. But don't worry, daddy's going to love the baby. Most daddies do. Okay? All right? As long as they take responsibility for the baby and you know, all right, not just, you know, leave you because it was a one-night stand type of thing. So the bonding will come later. But the problem you have now is you're second-guessing your marriage. And again, don't marry somebody because of the idea of, well, we're going to do this together. You have to know that whoever you're marrying, and for any of you that are thinking about getting married now, the person you marry, no matter what, whether you become poor or sick, for sicker, for poorer, whatever, you're still going to love him. If he's barren and he can't, you know, he's shooting blanks and he can't, you know, make kids, are you going to leave him in 5 years? So when you choose somebody to marry, okay, you have to assume the unassumable. Like, we may not be able to have kids. He may be paralyzed. He may whatever. Okay? And you have to tell yourself, I'm going to love him no matter what. Well, now you want kids. He's not ready. So what I would suggest is talking to a counselor and find out what his fears are. Is it money? Is it, you know, he really doesn't like how babies change the dynamics? Is he second-guessing himself? I've had men come in going, what's wrong with me? My wife is pregnant. The baby kicks. I'm not excited about it. That's okay. A lot of people aren't excited about it. You don't get excited until you see it, until you touch it, you know? I mean, going back to psychology, like a lot of us women, right, we will fantasize about the castle and the prince when we're little girls and fantasize or better about our wedding dress, etc., right? You know, yet men, boys, will want to touch that toy. Do boys sit there and dream about, I don't know, the castle? No, they don't do that. So once the baby comes, they touch it, it's concrete, it's going to be a completely different thing. It's going to be a completely different story. However, how do you get to the point where you guys have kids? Now, don't push anybody that doesn't want to have kids to have kids. All right? Because, I mean, this is, you know, the kid deserves two parents. Okay? And you want both parents to be willing parties. But he may be confused. And he may be confused because he's not excited about it. Maybe, you know, he needs to go to the doctor with you, etc., and be told this is very, very normal. Most men are scared to death to have a baby enter this world. It's very scary. Some men are freaked out because here their partner is, their lady's pretty independent, she could get to work, she could whatever, and all of a sudden now he has to take care of a pregnant woman, and then on top of that, a kid. It's very scary. You know, we girls, we grew up going, oh, our husband's going to take care of everything for us. Well, except my mom tried to treat me differently. No, you know, he could leave you and then you're stuck like I was. But, you know, when you're the guy, and I don't know how you guys do it. How do you grow up being told you're going to have to be the one to support? I've done that to my kids. When my boys don't want to do their homework and they just want to sit there and play video games, I go, how the hell are you supposed to support a wife and kids later? You're going to have to be able to get through school and get a job. And you could see them look at me. And in fact, one of them has already said, well, then I really don't want to get married. I mean, because he really wants to play his video games. So I would suggest having a one-on-one with an outside party that goes, oh, of course, nobody gets all excited and all goopied up and googly-eyed and all that about the thought. You know, I mean, it scares everybody. What scares you? Well, you know, I'm worried we're not going to have enough money. We're not going to have, you know, poor people have been having babies all along. Okay? Figure it out. We'll come up with a plan. Well, I'm worried we want a babysitting. Well, plan it. And then once you guys plan it, do you feel more comfortable? Now, the biggest mistake you could do is bring your husband into another area where there's other people's babies. Men do not bond with other people's kids. It takes a very long time. And if that kid is screaming or stinky, you'll turn him off. So don't do that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. Genstone.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Michael calling from California. Hey, Michael, how you doing?
All right.
Good. What city are you calling from?
San Diego.
Oh, great. Awesome. The Chargers. What's going on?
I have a friend with ALS, and I wanted to know what the cause was and what the treatment went and where to go for treatment.
Oh, that's a tough one. Yeah. They, ALS, like the Lou Gehrig's disease, the amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, you know, we don't really know what the exact cause is. We don't know if it was genetics. We don't know if they just have a glutamate imbalance. They don't know if it was kind of started by an immune attack on the nerve cells because it affects the nerves. What's going on with him? What type of symptoms is he having?
Oh, I think he's in a wheelchair. He's got a hard time speaking. He's pretty sick.
Okay, so he seems to be more advanced.
Yeah, I'm afraid it's going to be hard to treat because it's so advanced.
Yeah. They, it's a tough one. It could have been genetic, but we don't know. We also know that it when it destroys the nerves, it could destroy the way they breathe, the way they speak, the way they move, dementia. There's not a lot out there. I know there's one medication that they use. I think it's Rilatec. I think it's the only FDA approved that I know of. I'd have to look up if there's any others. But a lot of the treatment is just supportive care, like the breathing care, the therapy, et cetera, to slow down consequences of it. If they're not breathing well, they're going to get pneumonia. If they're not moving well, they're going to get bed sores and infection. And then, of course, psychology. I am so sorry this happened.
Yeah, it's too bad.
Okay. So, unfortunately, there's I think, only one that I know of an FDA-approved medication that they would give him. I'm not sure how quickly they need to institute it or if they're using it for the more advanced cases. But a lot of it is you know, basically around supportive care with this. Keep me posted, please. Thank you. Thank you for calling. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, it's a scary one. You know, we know about Lou Gehrig, and we've called it Lou Gehrig's disease because he was a famous baseball player that got it. It's a motor neuron disease that affects movement. So you could get twitching and weakness. You prevent the ability to speak, eat, breathe. So it's the muscles that affect those. It's the muscles that are involved in those that get affected by this amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. So people start to not being able to walk or express themselves. They'll have trouble swallowing, so they have trouble eating. And, you know, one person asked me a long time ago, you know, how do you know if you have it, you know, and you're not wheelchair bound yet? Well, you'll start to feel it more in the distal parts of the body. When you start to have nerve damage, a lot of times you'll feel it in the distal parts of your hands, your fingers, your feet, etc. And then once you start feeling numbness and things like that there, it will eventually slowly start to move to the more central muscles. What's interesting is we don't see as much incontinence like you would think. You would, probably because there's a lot of involuntary muscles used for that. What I suggest many of you do, because a lot of us have weird numbness, weird tingling, and we think we have multiple sclerosis or Lou Gehrig's disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob. Anytime you have any weird numbness, tingling, etc., don't just chalk it up to, oh, well, it's just my diabetes acting up. Get it checked out, because even if you are diabetic and we know the cause of you having a neuropathy or an issue with your nerves, you being numb, etc., we still want to try to treat it. We still want to try to prevent its progression. Neuropathy and nerves, we don't mess with. All right? This is a sign. It's one of the hardest sciences to study, because we're dealing with electricity. We're dealing with conduction. And you know how hard it is to find a good electrician for your house? All right? There's not a lot of people that want to be the electricians of the body. That's what a neurologist is, and boy, you gotta be smart for that. Now, I got an A in my neurology section in medical school, but that doesn't mean I could be a real good neurologist. Okay? I mean, I found neurology to be very electrical, physical, etc. And I was never, I had an affinity towards that. So when I have a person that starts to go numb, that starts to have issues, I have to make sure I recognize it and get it to whoever will help them. And that's why I usually get a neurologist involved. And just don't underestimate anytime you have numbness or tingling or something, because what we found with multiple sclerosis or a lot of these other neurological conditions is we need to hit it early, just like autism. Autism, I wouldn't, you know, call a neurological issue, right? But it's a developmental disorder. You need to address it fast. Whenever we diagnose autism quickly, we're able to train kids a lot easier when it comes to bowel function and social settings, etc. So, like I said, don't underestimate any numbness or tingling. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. Excuse me, D-A-L-I. All right, let me see. Okay, Alzheimer's. Do we have a cure for Alzheimer's? No, we don't, okay? And years ago, I was talking about the tau protein and how the tau protein is a big culprit with it. Well, again, a study has come out suggesting that the tau protein is a lot more responsible than we think. All right. Alzheimer's right now, the most common form of dementia. It'll progress and unfortunately lead to death. You're not taking care of yourself. You start to, when you have Alzheimer's, subtract in your mentation like a child would as they grow. So you have a child that goes from 2 years old to 3 to 4 to 5, 6, 7, 8. With Alzheimer's, you'll see the 8-year-old. Then you'll see the 7-year-old, the 6-year-old, the 5-year-old, the 3-year-old, etc. Now, not like a Benjamin Button movie, but in terms of their mentation. So many of them will not understand, and they'll start running out into the middle of the street, all right, just like a little kid does, all right? So researchers for Alzheimer's disease say it may not be the plaque that's causing it, but the protein, and that the protein, tau, is what's starting to wipe out the memory and starting to annihilate the brain cells. Now, scientists in Georgetown University Medical Center said they could have possibly discovered evidence that it is just tau as the responsible culprit for the neuron malfunction. Even though everybody said, well, it was the plaques. We thought that amyloid buildup and tau protein made plaques. Now they're saying, no, it's the tau. Now, some of you will say, well, who cares? All right, you know, just, you know, pick the towel off the floor, put it back on the shower, and let's move on. But see, here's the thing. If they've been going after plaques and trying to figure out how to treat the plaques, and they don't block a protein or prevent you from making a protein, you see how they could be going down the wrong path. So if they could come up with anti-tau medication or anti-tau deposition, depositing of it, then we could prevent Alzheimer's, possibly cure it. So tau is like a structural support. What it does is tau helps cells get rid of, like, toxic proteins. If the tau proteins malfunction, either because of bad genes, the neurons then can't dispose of the toxins themselves. It's kind of like the tau is the garbage sanitary worker, okay? So now your neurons have their own toxins. And with them, they can't deal with the toxins, so the toxins end up staying in the brain cells, causing brain cells to die. The plaque that builds outside the neurons could be the sediment or the scar tissue from the toxins. Now, there's a pill called nilotinib. This is a pill that's used for leukemia. And scientists are thinking maybe they could use this leukemia drug to fight Alzheimer's. So when you see cancer drug may be able to help Alzheimer's, this is the one they're talking about. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll talk more. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main break, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.